Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Saldana. This is Ricardo Valdez from Wagner's Home Furnishings. I'm calling about the dining table and chairs that you recently bought at our store. It appears that we made a mistake in entering your address into our customer files. When we tried to deliver your items, our truck driver found that the address we had for you didn't exist. When you get a chance, please call back and give us your correct address. The truck's going out again tomorrow morning, so if you call us by 5 p.m., we can deliver the dining set sometime tomorrow.
Number 71. What does the speaker's business sell? Number 72. What information does the speaker request? Number 73. What is scheduled to happen tomorrow? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this message is for Mr. Lehman. This is Mei Li from Sun Central Pharmacy. I'm calling to let you know that your doctor called in your prescription for allergy pills earlier today. We usually have that medication in stock, but unfortunately, we ran out yesterday. We'll get a new shipment in tomorrow, though. Your prescription will be ready for you to pick up after 2 p.m. Please come by the front desk of the pharmacy when you stop in tomorrow. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Number 74. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 75. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 76. What is the listener instructed to do? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
And now for the Radio 10 Community Bulletin Board. The Riverdale Garden Club has announced that club members will be hosting the annual garden tour on Saturday and Sunday, May 7th and 8th. The event features tours of several local gardens, which have been designed and planted by club members. Tickets are available for $10 each on the club's website, www.riverdalegardenclub.com. Money raised from the sale of tickets will be used to repair the fountain in Riverdale Park.
Number 77. What type of event is being announced? Number 78. Why should listeners visit a website? Number 79. According to the speaker, why is money being raised? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Chef Bertrand. This is Shelley calling from the restaurant kitchen. We just got today's fresh produce delivery and I'm a bit concerned. There are quite a few extra vegetables here that aren't on our usual order list, but I don't remember any special events being scheduled this week, and I don't see any listed on the calendar. Did you order anything special? I was going to call the supplier, but I thought I should check with you first. So, remember, I need to finish the kitchen inventory this morning, and it's already 10 o'clock. Thanks.
Number 80. Where does the speaker work? Number 81. What problem does the speaker describe? Number 82. What does the woman mean when she says,
"I need to finish the kitchen inventory this morning"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Joan McLean, our guest lecturer tonight, began her distinguished work as an economist right here in New York City. She has long been recognized as an expert on Asian economic development. Companies have come to value her thorough understanding of what it takes to do business in Beijing, Tokyo, and Seoul. Recently, Ms. McLean has given expert advice on the Chinese market to one of the largest car manufacturers in the world. We're very fortunate that she can speak to us tonight. On behalf of the Dixon Research Institute, I'm pleased to welcome Joan McLean.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 84. What field does Joan McLean most likely work in? Number 85. What has Joan McLean recently done? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following radio broadcast.
This is Marlene Saunders with the local news. The long-awaited Chiltonville Medical Center opened on Tuesday. The hospital complex reflects the most advanced thinking about medical care. This includes wellness education sessions on nutrition and exercise. An additional fitness facility is scheduled to open in August, which will serve the local population and include rehabilitation services. A hospital spokesperson said the location is easily accessible by public transportation, which visitors said they appreciated. For more information about Chiltonville Medical Center, visit the website at www.chiltonvillemedicalcenter.com.
Number 86. What is the main purpose of the broadcast? Number 87. What edition is planned? Number 88. According to the spokesperson, what did visitors like? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi, everyone. Let's begin the weekly call center staff meeting. First of all, I wanted to let you know that I've just hired two additional customer service representatives to help out on the phones. Yes, I know that's not enough, but there isn't much I can do with our budget. Anyway, their first day is next Monday. But before they start, it's important that we revise our training manual. I'm going to assign a section to each one of you. Please go through your section, and if you see anything that has to be corrected, please send me an email with the page number and your comments. I'll review all your suggestions and make a final draft.
Number 89. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 90. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Yes, I know that's not enough"?
Number 91. What task does the speaker assign to the listeners? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement and list.
Hello, Priceway grocery shoppers. It's our fifth anniversary, and we're celebrating with a special sale this week. You'll find savings on everything from canned goods to fresh fruits and vegetables. And make sure you stop by our bakery, where you can find our featured item, fresh baked bread. You won't want to miss it. A full list of discounts for this week is available at the doorway to the store. Thank you for being our loyal customers over the past 5 years. We hope to continue serving you for many years to come.
Number 92. Why is the store having a sale? Number 93. Look at the graphic. What is the discount on the featured product? Number 94. Where is a full list of discounts available? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and brochure.
Attention passengers, welcome aboard Trilson Airways Flight 209 with non-stop service to Seattle. At this time, please make sure your bags and personal items are properly stowed in the overhead bins or under the seat ahead of you. Our flight today will be about 6 hours long, and we expect an on-time arrival. We'll be taking off in just a few minutes, so I'd like to remind you that wireless internet access is available on this flight. You can refer to the brochure in your seat back pocket for pricing options. Once our cruising altitude has been reached, flight attendants will come around with our complimentary beverage service.
Number 95. What does the speaker request that passengers do? Number 96. Look at the graphic. How much does internet access cost for the duration of the flight? Number 97. What does the speaker say flight attendants will do later? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
All right, everyone. Here's the breakdown of this year's video game market shares. We're still among the top four gaming companies, but we need to pay attention to DTQ's rapid growth. They just surpassed us. We're not that far behind at 17%, but we need to keep up. Our market experts attribute DTQ's expansion to its new business model. DTQ now offers its games for free, with consumers making extra purchases during the game. We think this business approach could also help us attract new users. So in the next quarter, we're going to try it out with some of our existing games to see if we can grow beyond our 17% market share.
Number 98. What industry does the speaker work in? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What company does the speaker work for? Number 100. According to the speaker, what will the company do in the next quarter? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.